Let's face it, sometimes it feels like history is stuck on repeat. Think of North Korea, a country that's been at odds with the U.S. since the time of Harry S. Truman. President Truman himself once said, wisely, "The only thing new in the world is a history you don't know." Clifton Truman Daniel has a special appreciation for that. He's an amateur actor and Truman's eldest grandson. And now he's playing his grandfather on stage. He spoke with the world's Daniel Gross.
Almost every morning for months, Clifton Truman Daniel has poured himself some coffee, read the news, and then opened the pages of a 1975 script, "Give 'Em Hell, Harry" by Samuel Gallew. Its main character is Harry S. Truman. Daniel had to memorize 82 pages of monologue.
"I caught myself imitating Harry Truman while mowing the lawn last week. And it's an electric mower, so I know my neighbors can hear me spouting this while walking back. They probably think I've lost my mind."
Growing up, Daniel hated when people called him President Truman's grandson instead of Clifton Daniel. But over the years, he met other presidential descendants, and he started to enjoy learning and preserving history.
"You're living in someone's shadow. You try and do with it what you can on your own. You know, you try and find yourself in all of this."
Recently, Daniel told friends about his plan to play Truman at Thalian Hall in North Carolina.
"And Margaret Hoover, Herbert Hoover's great-granddaughter, said, yes, you should totally do that."
Daniel first got the idea a couple years ago. As he approached 60, people started saying that he looked and sounded like Truman. But what started as a whim now seems timely, even urgent. Daniel started to notice uncomfortable similarities between the headlines and his lines in the play. For example, in August, when President Trump blamed both sides for white supremacist violence in Charlottesville, Daniel was learning lines about Truman's flirtation with the Ku Klux Klan.
"In 1924, he was up for re-election as Eastern Judge of Jackson County, and the Klan wanted him to join, and he considered it."
Truman gave a friend $10 for the KKK initiation fee, but then he changed his mind and asked for the money back. The historical echoes don't end there. Tensions with North Korea have flared up under Trump, but they began under Truman. And Daniel was amazed to learn that Truman once warned Americans about rising income inequality.
"He stood up in the Senate in 1937. He said one of the great problems facing this country is that we worship wealth over honor. A billionaire is greater in the eyes of the people than a public servant who works for the public interest." 1937, and here we are, 2017.
Truman died when Daniel was 15, which means he's trying to imitate the grandfather he knew and the president he knows about.
"For me, the best way to get it is just to put on the headphones and let it play in my head over and over and over again."
"People still ask me how I felt when I learned that President Roosevelt had passed away and that I had become the President of the United States."
That's a recording of Truman in 1964. Here's Daniel reciting lines from the play.
"I never saw myself as president. I was just in the right place at the wrong time. Lots of folks could do a better job, but it became mine to do, and as long as you put me here, you'll get the best I've got. I've always thought of myself as an ordinary man. I don't have any special personal endowments. I don't waste time worrying about what I don't have."
How do you feel hearing yourself?
"Not bad. You're making me nervous, but not bad."
Daniel aims to preserve his grandfather's legacy, but he also wants to harness it in new ways. Truman ordered the only wartime nuclear strike in history. Daniel became an anti-nuclear activist. In the play, the ghost of President Roosevelt asks Truman whether he regrets using nuclear weapons.
"And he doesn't answer that. He just goes on to say, but I'd make the same decision. I think I'm probably going to nod. I mean, I can't add anything to the script. But he did have regrets."
Without rewriting history, Daniel hopes he can show the complexity of his grandfather's decisions. Before I leave, he combs his hair to one side and puts on clear plastic glasses. Then he looks at himself in the mirror.
"So I've sent people pictures of me like this. It's a little spooky. There he is. Sort of."
Daniel used to feel like he was stuck in President Truman's shadow. This month, he gets to share the spotlight with his grandfather. For The World, Daniel Gross, Chicago.